Locker Room Chats, they continue here tonight on KNZA 103.9. I'm Brandon Tam. We're joined now by the Perry Lecompton girls basketball coach. That is Joey Franzetta. It's brought to you by First State Bank, the cause taking part in the Paola preseason tournament here, and certainly familiar opponents that they've seen over the last couple of years. And we'll dive into the opponents here tonight and tomorrow in a moment. But, Coach, you played two games. Earlier this week, losing to Wellsville, starting that tournament 45-37. You lost to Silver Lake last week in the Big East League season opening contest. But how would you just assess kind of this first week and the first two games you've seen out of your team?
I think the biggest thing is a lot of growth. We are a super, super young team and relying on a lot of younger pieces to do stuff for us. We got some pretty unfortunate news to begin this week. One of our seniors, she's going to be out for the year with an ankle injury. So we're going to kind of rely on her to run some stuff in the post for us. So obviously right now we're kind of scrambling and trying to figure out how to do, kind of make do without her. And at the same time, we got obviously a couple games to go with that. So I think the biggest takeaway for me is, I mean, we're just a young group, man. I told our kids, like, we're basketball babies right now. And it's not a, you know, it's not a knock. It's nothing that they can do different or anything like that. We're just a young team that has to go through some kind of growing pains, I think. And, you know, we're going to get exposed because our schedule is really tough. And I think every single day you're going to know exactly where you stand in every game you play. So it's going to be one of those things where we're going to have to figure out a lot on the fly. And on the thing with some of our younger kids, they're going to have to grow up pretty fast. You know, it's kind of unfair to them, but, you know, the situation, the hand we're dealt. So we'll go from there. You know, we've seen a lot more encouraging things than discouraging things. Obviously, Silver Lake's the number two team in the state for a reason. They're a well-coached team. Didn't really know what to expect, but, I mean, they're about as athletic as a crew, top to bottom, as I've seen. They just have a lot of really nice complementary pieces, which is really hard at our level because sometimes you're kind of dealt the hand you have. And I mean, they have a pretty good hand right now. It's obviously really good players. And then, they complement their really good basketball players with plus level athletes, which is good. And then against Wellsville, we just started off super slow. I think we were down 23-2 at one point. We made a great comeback. I think we ended up cutting it to 5 at one point, but, you know, when you get down that much early, you gotta put in so much effort just to get back in the game. Kind of ran out of gas toward the end. But, you know, so far, super proud of the girls. Attitudes have been great. You know, their willingness to learn and adapt and be able to do things on the fly has been awesome.
Yeah, you figure out pretty quickly just kind of what you're working with. And that's just kind of how high school basketball works, but it's just different years for different teams. You know, you go through the cycles, you have to replace kids a lot. And, you know, it's just kind of one of those years where you're just kind of getting a new group in there and kind of getting their feet wet for the first time. And you start with the defending champs in 3A and Silver Lake, as we mentioned last week, and then Wellsville, that final again, 45-37 from earlier in the week. But obviously, what, four games here in a seven-day stretch here to start with a game tonight against Paola and then tomorrow night against Fort Scott, still part of this, you know, preseason Paola tournament. What can you tell us about Paola tonight and Fort Scott tomorrow?
Paola, I mean, it's kind of funny. They actually play pretty similar offensively. So from a scouting point of view, that's actually pretty nice for us because obviously it's going to be a pretty short scout. Both teams feature some pretty good post players. They do it a little differently. Fort Scott's got a little bit better of an athlete in there, can handle go out and handle the guard a little bit, but at the end of the day, she's going to make her bread and butter. All that stuff's going to be handled in the paint. And then the Paola girl, she's really good, especially getting to her right hand. So, we got to do a good job of trying to stop that and slow that down. And then on the flip side of that, you can't let their guards go. Paola's got some kids that are more than capable of knocking down shots and making plays. So we just got to be solid all around, stick to our game plan, and do all those little things that involved with there. It's kind of like what you said, with changing teams and changing programs. I mean, last year we had six seniors and right now we don't even have six seniors, juniors and sophomores combined on our roster right now. So with that, I mean, we're having to do a lot of different things scout wise because we can't really overload the kids too much because the last thing I think I want to do is make them just go think while they're playing, just go out there and play. So, we tried a few things. I think it's working. It worked really well against, Wellsville. So we'll see how it goes. We'll have them ready, and I think the girls are ready to go play.
There it is. Perry Lecompton girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. They Again, got games under their belt against Silver Lake and Wellsville. They get Paola tonight and then Fort Scott tomorrow. So back-to-back games here for the Cause as they close out that preseason tournaments over in Paola. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck here the next couple nights. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you.